Apple is rolling out new privacy settings today for iOS. That's the operating system for the company's 1 billion iPhone users. As usual, there will be a handful of updates, but one in particular has the attention of digital advertisers. It's called ATT, or App Tracking Transparency, and it could limit advertisers from tracking what you're doing on your phone. Companies that rely on ads for revenue are pushing back, including Facebook. Here to explain is Ina Fried, Chief Technology Correspondent for Axios. Ina, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So start with what app tracking looks like today before the privacy changes in this update. How's it done?
So a long time ago, what people would do is they'd actually track something that represented your exact iPhone, and Apple didn't like that. So for the last decade, they've let them track you without tracking your phone by the hardware, and they've had this ID that's unique to each phone so that apps can track you basically across all the activities that you do. And so what you do in one app gets combined with what you do in another app, with what you do on the web.
So now, if an iPhone user updates their phone, they can say no, thank you?
Yeah, basically they'll have to. So each app that wants to track, that wants access to this unique identifier, will have to ask permission. And a pop-up will come up and it says, allow X app, Facebook, whatever, to track your activity across other companies' apps and websites. And each time, you have to give them permission. Not each time, but each app has to ask for permission. And you can say yes or no, and they have to respect that.
So what's the result of doing something like that? If I go on my phone and I'm like searching for dog food later today, I won't necessarily like get an ad for, I don't know, like puppy chow or something at some point. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, what you won't see is your feed, no matter where you are, covered with ads for the last thing you searched for. Now, mind you, not everyone dislikes this. You may find the Facebook ads that you get very compelling. You know, they might say radio hosts are the best because they know that about you. I love Legos and I get tons of Lego ads. That piece of it is pretty convenient. So I think the real thing here is it'll be up to the individual. So a lot of power is being transferred from the people that make these powerful apps back to the user. At least that's how Apple's putting it forward.
Well, isn't that the interesting point here? Because digital ads bring in a ton of money, about $100 billion a year in the United States alone. What does this sort of switch mean for them?
So, and this is the case Facebook is making hard, that basically it's going to make life harder for small businesses. Now, to some degree, that may be true. What it means is these super effective ads, because they're highly targeted, may become a little bit less common. I think advertisers will find plenty of ways to reach us with useful information. So I'm not terribly worried for small businesses or advertisers, but that doesn't mean there might be some short-term pain, which likely will come in the form of increased costs because they have to advertise to a wider array. Think of a newspaper ad. You're advertising to everyone in the city with the hopes that you get the people that are looking for a car, for example.
But isn't it true that Facebook is not happy about this?
Oh, no, they hate this, and they've been pushing hard to try and rally people against it. But it's happening.
I mean,
again, Facebook makes a ton of money because it knows so much about you that its ads are super relevant. And so it doesn't like anything that takes away from its competitive advantage.
Why is Apple doing this?
Well, it's part of a broader campaign that Apple really has said, we believe in privacy, we believe it's a fundamental human right, and we're going to give you as many tools as possible to maintain your privacy. Now, Apple, some critics would say it's convenient for Apple. They make a ton of money on their hardware, so they can afford to do this. Although they have a tiny advertising business in the scheme of things, they make their money from hardware and software, so they don't need advertising. At the same time, you know, they do have some incentive to listen to customers. If this were something the average person didn't like, that might push them towards Android. The thing is, I think privacy is really popular among users. But the real question is how many users will click these boxes? Will it be 20% that opt out? Will it be only 20% that opt in?
We'll have you back when we know the answer to that. Ina Fried is Chief Technology Correspondent for Axios. Thank you so much.
Thanks.